The White House did not mince words today. It blames Hamas for the violence in Gaza. That should come as no surprise. The Bush administration has been a consistent supporter of Israeli military policy. But how exactly President-elect Barack Obama will deal with the Israeli-Palestinian issue is less clear. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The Bush administration says it is vigorously involved in trying to restore the broken ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. But White House spokesman Gordon Jandro made it clear that the first step must come from Hamas.
In order for the violence to stop, Hamas must stop firing rockets into Israel and agree to respect a sustainable and durable ceasefire.
When asked whether Israel's response in Gaza was justified, Jandro repeated that the Bush administration believes Israel has the right to defend itself. That kind of support from the outgoing administration may have influenced the timing of the Israeli offensive in Gaza, says George Bisharat with Hastings College of Law in San Francisco.
Certainly the Bush administration is one that the Israeli government feels comfortable with, realizes is not likely to face much constraints with. And so I think one of the reasons for doing this before the incoming Obama administration is because of that sense of freedom and comfort with the Bush administration.
Bisharat says that Israel would probably not want to put Mr. Obama in a very difficult policy position early in his administration. David Newton, a retired American ambassador and currently with the Middle East Institute, says the incoming administration must be cautious of what it says before it takes office.
Because of its sound strongly pro-Israeli, that will further inflame Arab opinion against us. You know, and you'll hear remarks about it's just the same old American policy.
David Axelrod, Mr. Obama's senior advisor, said the president-elect would honor the important bond between the U.S. and Israel and would work hard to try to bring peace to the region. There's speculation as to who Mr. Obama will choose to help bring that about. Analysts say two men are being considered for the position as Middle East Special Envoy. One is Dennis Ross, who has a long resume in Middle East peacemaking during the administrations of Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush. The other is Daniel Kurtzer, also with much experience in the Middle East, but a fierce critic of past U.S. diplomatic efforts on the Arab-Israeli conflict. Professor Shibli Talhami of the University of Maryland says personnel and policies are important, but what really matters is if a president and his administration is engaged in the issue.
Because if it's an important issue to them, they're going to be involved personally, and the Secretary of State is going to be involved, and they're going to put the weight of the White House behind it, both in persuading Congress and the American people, the international community, Arabs and Israelis. If they don't do that, it doesn't matter who they appoint as special envoy.
Bisharat with Hastings College says at this point, it's hard to read where Mr. Obama falls on the Palestinian-Israel issue.
On the one hand, for example, he shows considerably greater sensitivity than President Bush has to the image of the United States in the Muslim and Arab world. On the other hand, his specific statements about Israel and about Hamas are much closer to the Bush policy than his general pronouncements have been.
Ambassador Newton says the Gaza crisis could present Mr. Obama with an opportunity to start fresh, but he says he'll also face political realities here in the U.S.
There's very strong domestic support for Israel, and sympathy for the Palestinians is considerably lower.
For now, the crisis in Gaza will be handled by the current White House, but the violence could well spiral into Mr. Obama's administration when he takes office in less than a month. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.